Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you take a grip tonight? Can we keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
God damn it, here we are. Once again, I've been blessed to kick it with y'all again. I've been kicking it with y'all, man. And, you know, it's not that I'm, like, complaining. I'm loving it. You know, I like to talk about different things. And, you know, today, I want to talk about your value. See, I told you guys I was messing with this young bitch. And this young bitch, I don't know what made her think this, but the bitch thought that she could take me off with some money, man. So she must have stole my information. And you know, everything is alerted to me as far as my credit cards, you know, Cash App, all that goddamn shit alerts me. Evidently, this bitch didn't know that. And so I get an alert that my motherfucking Cash App was declined. So I ain't sent no motherfucking Cash App, so I think it's, you know, something fucked up. They made a mistake, so I didn't even trip with it. Then, but all that shit is hooked up through my credit card. So when my bank hit me saying my credit card was declined, and I know goddamn well I ain't used that motherfucker, I start tripping. So I go to check it out, and I'll be goddamn if this bitch name ain't the one that got, I don't know how this motherfucker did this, because I got all this shit on me. This didn't steal shit. But I'll tell you something. I always knew the bitch was a hood rat. But the motherfucking bitch was kind of acting like, you know, she wasn't going to be fucked up. But I made the mistake. Yes, wait a minute, not yesterday. Whatever day it was she did this shit. I made the mistake of going to the, my daughter had some bullet holes in her car and the police stopped her and shit. So I said, look, they're going to stop you every time. So what I'm going to do, I told her to go get this goddamn shit checked out. I mean, you see how much it cost. Motherfucking Mexican talking about $200. So fuck that. You know, I said, I'm going to do it. So I leave a bitch in my house while I went to get some Bondo shit. And I guess that's when the bitch did the shit, whatever she did. I don't know how she did whatever the fuck she did, but the bitch did it. But what I'm saying is, when you place value on yourself, when you place value on what you do, you don't make those kind of mistakes. But I've been fucking with this bitch damn near 9 or 10 months. So I thought it was, you know, not a mistake to do. I thought about that shit. Bitch liable to try to knock me off. But I didn't have nothing for the bitch to get. But what happened was, I went to get the shit, and this motherfucking place across the street from where I live didn't have it. Then I had to go to another car a parts place. And the whole thing took maybe 15, 20 minutes. Nah, I think that was too long to leave that bitch up in my motherfucking house. Now, to me, I started to beat that bitch ass. Or, well, I started to want to beat that bitch ass when I motherfucking see her again. But I got to thinking, well, nigga, you asked for that, your motherfucking self. You know you fucking with a hood rat. And you leave one of them motherfuckers in your house, nigga. You know, shit. I see you 202. I'll be with you in a minute. You leave one of them motherfuckers in your house, you're going to get some hood rat shit done. So what I'm saying to you is when you fucking place value on yourself, you got to protect every fucking thing you got. 202, what's up, man? Hold on, let me get to you, goddamn it. My motherfucking computer fucking up. Okay, baby, what's happening?
Hey, OG, this is Taylor from Miami. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
I'm slow motion. Hey, I appreciate you just talking about the game about placing value on yourself. Like, I just finished part two of the course this past weekend, and like, my aura is improving like crazy, OG. Like, motherfuckers be saying, like, just how smooth I am. And I'm like, bro, like, I just, you know, attribute that to you. So I appreciate you for that. I wanted to chop up game about baby I'm dealing with. So,
what's up? Come on. That's what I like. Come on. What's happening?
Yeah, yeah. So baby's cooking me lunch every day, bringing it to my job. Like, I'm a teacher. I'm a math teacher. She wants like her best, like her homegirl. She wants them to meet me. Like, she be saying this every time, and she be talking like she wants me to be her girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? And
hold up. You said something crazy. She be talking to you like she wants you to meet her girlfriend.
Yeah, she said, yeah, my best friends want to meet you. I was like,
okay, but wait. What make you say that to you? She wants you to be like her girlfriend.
No. I said she wants me to meet her girlfriends. Like,
oh, I misheard you. I misheard you. My bad.
It's all good, OG. I got to speak louder. You know what I'm saying? Speak confidently. You know what I mean?
But, hey, man. I was gonna say that to you, man. Because one moment you speaking, you know, you move the phone, I guess, and it get close to your mouth. But most of it, you know, you're speaking real low and very insecure, man. So let's kick it right. Come on, speak up.
I bet. I'm standing up and everything. I got you right now. I'm like a lion. You feel me? So anyway, she every time we kick it, she like, when the last
time you had a girlfriend? Not pressing me, but on some like, you know, baby's like about to be 30. She's looking to settle down.
Hey! So you're telling me too much. You're telling me too much. What you want to know?
I got other bitches, so I don't really want to
settle down.
So I'm trying to kick it to baby on that tip. And if she's
wait a minute. What I'm saying, man, you can't. That's everything happening is your fault. You can't if you see the bitch want to cook you lunch or whatever. The first time you know, or you should know, that bitch trying to get close. Now, what you need to say, if you don't want to be like that, you got to kill that baby shit. I'm going to get fat fucking with you. Shit, I don't get no lunch every day. You got to kill that shit.
Right.
And once you kill it, you can't let it come around. So what I'm saying is, you didn't kill the lunch. But she wants you to meet her girlfriends and all that shit. You know, what I'm saying, man, you got to kill baby. Why would I want to meet your girlfriends? And why would you be stupid enough to put me in front of them motherfuckers? You see how you feel about me. They ain't going to be doing nothing but trying to stab you in the back. I ain't trying to meet your friends. I'm saying, man, you could kill all that, bro, is my point. And if a motherfucker was, you stop thinking. You thinking proper as far as what you want, but you gotta, you know, you can't just think of one thing. It is called critical thinking. You gotta learn how to think critically. One thought or one move is going to bring another move, and you gotta be ready for it.
Exactly. If she put me in front of a homegirl, it's like putting me in front of like a bunch of interviewers. Like, they gonna want to interview me, and you know them bitches is plotting. So I got you exactly, OG. I got you. Thank you.
Well, what am I telling you then?
You telling me to do exactly as I feel. If I don't want it to happen, kill that shit. Like, if I don't want this bitch to cook me rice and shrimp every day, be like, baby, like, a nigga gonna get fat for the holidays fucking with that shit every day. Like, I'm good. You know what I mean? I can cook for myself, and then that's not going to happen
no
more.
There you go, man. I'm saying if you handle it, it's going to be handled and you ain't going to have to worry about it no more. That's my
thing.
Bro. Handle that shit. That's my thing. Good. That's about what you need? That's it?
That's about it, man. And
don't worry. You cool. You got the cards. Anytime you need to hit me, man, hit me on my email. We'll kick it. Then we'll talk on the phone or whatever. 843.
I'll hit you up.
All right, brother, for sure. 843, what's going on?
What's going on, OG? You can hear me good?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got a scenario for you. Hey,
say you married
with a bitch for over a decade, right? And you know how bitches act. You get to the point where you tell her get her shit and get out. So she don't get her shit and get out. She stays. So you be like, well, fuck it, I'm leaving. Go get a hotel room, kick back for a few days and whatnot. You go back thinking she packed the shit. She ain't did none of that shit. Have you ever had a scenario like that before where the bitch didn't get out?
Yeah. Well, what's your question? What do you want to know?
How the fuck you get the bitch out?
Is your shit and it's in your name?
It's in both.
Huh?
The house is in both of our names. The house is in both of our names. But I
you ain't getting her out, man. You gonna have to get out. If it's in both of y'all name, that bitch ain't going nowhere. She got just as much right as you. And if that's the case, you're gonna have to do some legal bullshit that's gonna cost you a gang of money. So what I'm saying is, if you really want to get rid of baby or whatever, can she pay for the house without you?
No.
So what I'm saying, man. What?
I pay all the bills in the house. She don't pay no bills.
I'm saying, bro, I can't tell you to leave your woman. But what I'm saying is, if you think that's what you need to do, you have to let the bitch know, hey, look, I'm going to get my shit and I'm going to go. Hopefully, you know, this is going to be peaceful and blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is I ain't paying for this shit no more. We're going to sell it. And if you want to stay here until it's sold, blah, 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 go get you a little studio or something, man. Let that bitch know you serious, because once she know you serious, then she going to have to think about her future, which means she going to have to figure out where the fuck she going, which means if she get the fuck out before you sell that house, you can goddamn move back in and start paying for shit. Catch up. That's what I would do, because bitches motherfucking try to take you to the bus stop. They taking you all the way. And that bitch going to sit there because she know legally she got rights. And they going to say fuck you when it comes to her rights. That's how that go, bro. That's why you got to play your hand. Lead a bitch. That's my suggestion.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
You know it. So listen, fellas. See, this kind of stuff, a lot of people read about this shit. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you got to read to get your information on, you know, whatever's going on, you're going to have a rough time at it. You know, reading works. Don't get me wrong. I'm definitely not saying you should not read or know how to read. I'm not saying that. Because it's important to know how to read and how to comprehend what you read. But that's the point. See, you guys read stuff, and what you read, you don't go out and do. You just read it. Therefore, you got this information, and you know if that's the case, how to process it in thoughts. But as far as you go, who in the fuck want to just think about something? All of you, you just say me, all y'all raise your hand. See, my point is, if you got to read to elevate, you know, your game, let's face it, man, you don't really have no real knowledge in the first place. So if you understand that, evaluating yourself is essential if you want to gain poise when you're getting ready, you know, to talk to a broad or deal with whatever the hell you got to deal with. My point is not a bad thing that you don't really know exactly what to do on a date or you know, whatever. You don't know what to say. But it is a bad thing not to do nothing about it. We all have these situations or times where, whatever, nigga tongue get fat. But the information you need is not going to be found in any book that you can read. The book's scenarios, simply, if that's the case, I don't read shit like that, but if you do, what it's actually doing, what it's trying to do, is give you another way to look at shit. But if you could do that, you wouldn't need to read. I'm serious. Reading how to catch will not increase your chances of catching. It just won't. Reading how this motherfucker did this, that, and the other ain't gonna help you. That's why all the shit you've already read hasn't helped you. Don't mistake me for saying something I'm not saying. Because reading does have a fundamental value. And that's about all it has when it comes to knowing what you're doing. Game. So by all means, go on and, you know, read different material about life and the joys of it. Because you do want to be well-versed. You certainly don't want to be a dummy. I ain't no dummy. I'm an A student. And in all my years of schooling, I've gotten 2 C's. Maybe 4 B's and all the rest A's. Over 30 of them. What you have to understand is none of that means shit. None of that shit I just said means shit when it comes to catching a woman. She could care less what your GPA is. Women only care about what you know, what your knowledge is, and that your knowledge of women is really dope. That's what they want to know. In reality, you only need what you're thinking, whatever you're thinking about concerning elevating your game. That's all you need, is to think it, which means you have to think correctly to elevate your thoughts. I think it's important to read if you want to have a vast knowledge of written material. What good would knowing the radius of a circle do you when it comes to talking to a woman? I'm saying it ain't gonna do you no good. It'll do you good if you're in a class and they ask you that question. So what I'm saying is you can't expect to read up on any real ways for you to get at a woman or for you to accomplish anything you're trying to do. There's exceptions, but they're few. The reason reading is reading up on catching women won't work is because that's all any of you gonna do. You're just gonna read. So why am I telling you this shit? I'm telling you this because if you want to know how to catch a woman, you better deal with a lot of women every day. And you can't read on Mary Sue and then later on read on Ellen and then tomorrow read on Mary Jane. You know, you can't read up on a lot of women. The best and surest way for you to elevate your game is to deal with hundreds of women a month. I used to speak to over 100 women every week. And within a month, I might get real action from 5 or 6. And of those, I might actually talk to one. I don't give a fuck. Do the math. That means I'm dealing on a personal level with 25, 30 women a month. Then I might catch one. Come on, man. That ratio percentage is 4 or 5%. dismal rating in any field. Wouldn't you agree? So my catch ratio is 4 or 5%. But what is yours? What is your catch ratio? When you think about it, that means I might catch in the course of a year 12 rods. Okay. And that's about right, too. Not bad when you really think about it. It's only 12 months in a year. And I know you're going to at least keep her happy a month. What I'm saying is, that's all the interest I have. You don't learn this kind of stuff by reading. You can only get up on this kind of information by getting up off your ass and going and mess with women. That's the only way you're going to learn this kind of shit I'm talking about. Sitting up behind your computer thinking you're getting game, you ain't getting shit. You don't want to be sounding like a bookworm when you out. And what we do, what motherfuckers like me do, you got to accept that knowledge is what you learn in the pursuit of your craft. And if your craft is catching women, you ain't going to learn that unless you're pursuing that. You ain't going to catch no woman because you have a big vocabulary. Facebook and all that other media shit, them type of women will be impressed with big words. But that's because her image on the media is fake. What they believe about themselves is fake. And motherfuckers accept it. There's no magic sentences that you can read and memorize to use on a female. Use that sentence so she will magically get real with you. Come on. I know you motherfuckers ain't slow. So you have to know I'm saying the only weapon you have is you. You're your only weapon. You are the most powerful weapon to have in this war. If you messing with a woman and you don't know within 20 minutes if you should stay or not, then you're going to get charged for guessing. You can't be dealing with a social media type woman and think she's going to be real when you meet her. If you do meet up with one, you have to establish almost immediately that you really are like what you saw, or you like what you saw on her photo, as far as that goes. But 9 out of 10 of them motherfuckers got an old photo up there. See, here's where you draw the line in the sand. And if she gets real with you, you can follow your action. But you have to establish that shit quickly so you don't waste time. Even if she's looking good and shit, I could care less. I know I'm capable of having 5 good-looking motherfuckers like her at one time. My mentality, firm like this, and your mentality has to be firm like this. You have to have the attitude that you are worth too much to spend 1 second longer than it takes you to see she ain't what you want. You got to let her see that you ain't impressed with, with how good she looks or what the fuck she talking about, because you only go on what you discover in person. And you don't have to say that directly to her, but you can say some shit like, you know, I be reading a lot of stuff about people that I never go with. I always make my judgments once I meet them. Baby ain't gonna want to be motherfucking judged. 716, what's up?
What's up, huh? It's Paul.
Hey, what's happening, Paul?
I heard you say something, man. You can't be thinking about impressing no bitch. One thing I learned about a woman, and she'd be talking about, yeah, I want to be your girlfriend, and we could do this, and we could do that, and all that shit just be tough. All that shit just be tough.
All this talk, and all you got to do is press the motherfucking bitch, and you'll see his talk is still just accepting that shit. Paul, how things been going? Mm-hmm. You been cool?
Man, I've been getting better. My damn show's been getting better.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up, Paul. Let me get on, man. I'm going to keep on good hearing from you, bro. 843, what's up?
Hey, OG, I got something else to add to what you was what you talking about.
All right.
Hey, I noticed when you talk to a lot of women, you start to learn the different types of women. Just like how you were saying earlier, and you know talking about your 25-year-old bitch, you were saying that how she a hood rat. So it's a certain kind of woman, you know, and that fits that category. And it's a certain kind of category, like say, you know, bitches that's in suburbia with money and shit like that. Just my experience, that's what I noticed. It's different.
Wait. That's not your experience. That's what any motherfucker that speak to women will learn. And this is what I'm saying. People think they could read about that kind of shit. But even if you have read about it, you didn't experience until you got out there and started dealing with women and actually dealing with them, even if it's a bad situation and don't go your way. But dealing with that bitch is giving you understanding of women, which is what you need. You don't need to understand a woman. That's why dudes is with women for 20 years and then something happens, they be lost because they used to knowing that woman. Now you ain't dealing with her. You're dealing with women. Now they scared to death because they don't know what to say to women.
Hey, OG.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you remind me of, and I hope I don't offend you by any kind of way, but I don't know who the hell, you know, Mike Tyson boxing trainer is, but you're a professional person that can train females to charge any motherfucking body, right? And so to me, it's like you kicking it. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was saying to me, it's like you kicking it to us from a motherfucking perspective that can, I guess, help us not get charged by a female. Like, it might make a sense.
No, that's right what you're saying, man. And that's my whole point. And it's not really to help you not get charged. It's to help you know women, which will help you not get charged. If you know women and you know what women do, you know, they're going to take over if you let them. If they need directing and you're not directing them, they're going to start directing you because they believe in being directed or directing. They're not against being directed. But if there's no direction, they will definitely take over. And what I'm saying is when you get that, you got a problem. So my point
you ever
is
had,
I be,
you ever
I be
had a
kicking
problem, you
ever
had a problem
about
like
this
that?
Kind of shit. What?
You ever had a problem like that, you know, throughout your whole time fucking with women?
Man, yeah.
Being directed?
Man, okay. Yes, man. Some bitches can't be directed because they too stupid. They too arrogant. They believe that they got a dick. I mean, come on, man. There's all kind of shit going on. You'll learn all that shit. I have not. You can't even mention something that has never happened to me. You just can't. Yeah, bitch did it, good or bad. I don't give a fuck. That shit don't make me. That shit teaches me. And whatever happened bad, it only happened one time. And I learned from it. And I charge every bitch I meet after that for it. I don't give a fuck. Like that. Like this motherfucking young bitch took my shit. Now I always thought bitches take my information, but what I'm saying is I never experienced it. Now that I've experienced it, I already know I'll never get comfortable enough to leave a bitch in my house again. So whether it's gonna happen again don't matter. What matters is I ain't giving it a chance to happen no more. Bitch, if you in my house and I got to go up the street and you in the bed and I got to get out the bed to go, you getting your ass out the bed too, and you going with me. You ain't standing with my house. I tell her to stand with me. I'm like that. Hey, I'm like that from now on. I don't give a fuck what you think. You ain't even got to come back. I'll drop your goddamn ass off wherever you want to be dropped off at. But if I stand in my house, you that's fucked up forever. For all bitches. All bitches. Now, bitch, go stay in my house.
But I got a question for you, though, on that.
All right.
Do you think she did that shit just because she was a hood rat bitch? Or if you... you know, had another kind of bitch over there, he probably wouldn't have done that. You feel me?
Well, my thing is this. I don't know why she did it. I don't care why she did it. That she did it is all I care about. And she, to tell you the truth, 2 or 3 days or whatever amount of days before this shit happened, I went to the bitch house. I mean, apartment. The bitch lived in a better apartment than me, as far as the neighborhood. Hey, as far as the neighborhood and shit, you would not associate her as a motherfucking hood rat. So believe me, man, that had a little bit to do with why I left the bitch in my house. Because I was thinking that I was being too hard on this bitch. And when I was going over to her crib, I was thinking I was being too hard on this bitch because she keeps saying how mean I am to her. And I don't, fuck you, bitch. You know, so when I get to her house, the address, I say, this ain't where this bitch live. So I call the bitch and say, do you live over here? She say, yeah. I told that bitch, yeah, I can't believe it. The bitch lived in a really nice place.
Well,
but what I'm saying.
Why you thought she was a hood rat? What made you think she was a hood rat?
Because I met her in the hood, and the bitch hair, the way she fixed her hair and her things that she want. And I told the bitch, come on, let me buy you some. I want to buy. And the bitch wanted to go to this store that had $2 tops and shit.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm saying is I ain't mad at the bitch. I saved me some money. But when I seen where this bitch lives, I called Tay, nigga, I might have been wrong about this bitch, man. I'm telling, nigga, you wouldn't mind parking your Auburn in this bitch crib. He said, nigga, you might have been wrong. I talked, but what I'm saying is, evidently I wasn't wrong. A year or two later when the bitch came over, she tried to do that shit. So it don't matter what she look like, she lives, none of that. It only matters what I know about bitches. Otherwise, Otherwise, you can't tell which bitch will do that shit. The bitch live in Beverly Hills will do it, just like the bitch that live in Watts will do it. Now, what you got, bro?
One more question.
Come on.
What I was going to say is, did you get a chance to go inside her house? Because how a bitch lives can kind of tell you, can tell you what kind of bitch she is. Whether she live in Beverly Hills, you walk in that house and her shit dirty, bitch, you hood rat.
Yeah, but see, man, people like you might need all that. I don't need that shit. Ain't no hood rat bitch gonna even want to pay to live wherever that bitch was living. Period. Hood rat bitch going to be in the hood because that's what she used to. What I'm saying is she's from there, the hood, and she may have leveled or got to a level of living that represent where she was, but that didn't take the hood out the bitch.
Yeah.
The bitch is a hood rat. I could have bought that bitch a car. She would have still did that shit at one point. That's how they are. Don't even matter, and I ain't mad at the bitch. I'm mad for being stupid. Shit. Hey, and I'm glad that bitch didn't get to knock me off because I had $9,000 in here when I left that bitch. And what I'm saying, excuse me, man, 731, I'm going to get you in a minute. I already got you on. What I'm saying is shit. What if she didn't knock me off like that? I'd be wanting to kill that bitch. But anyway, what's up, 731?
What's going on, bud? It's Click. I'm glad this scenario got brought up in this today's podcast. It goes along right along what I got going on. What I got going on is I learned all the game and everything, but I had a past experience of my son's mother. He's 6 years old, so I learned all this game and everything, and she's not cooperating with what I got going on since I learned all this as far as co-parenting. How did you deal with that in your past experience as far as, like, co-parenting with what you got going on as far as how you standing on what you got going on?
Primary residence is with moms, right?
Correct.
All right, man. In that situation, I'm going to be real with you. You ain't going to never be satisfied unless your woman cool. If your woman cool, she going to make sure you can see your boy when you want to. She ain't going to put up no fences. She ain't going to make your motherfucking ass go through any changes to do anything. If she needs something and she can get it, she going to do it. She might tell you about it. And then you being cool with her might, you know, kick her down, whatever, cause a blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is, other than that, you got to have primary custody on the co-parenting thing. That's what I think.
She's fighting for primary custody? Correct. That's what I'm saying. Keep fighting for primary custody and keep
that's
trying to co-parent.
Look, listen. Does she work and all that shit?
Yes, sir.
So primary custody is going to be a situation where you got to show negligence on her behalf.
Yeah.
If you can't show negligence, it don't matter if you make three times more money than her and you can afford your kid. They going to want to give, if she's straight-laced and got a job, they going to want to give the primary custody to her, and you going to have to pay if that's the case. Now, what I'm saying, if you really want to co-parent, co-parenting is done without the court. If the court is involved, it may end up being 50% you and 50% her, but if she got a primary custody, you still going to have to go through whatever the bitch wants you to go through because of the ruling. But if you and the bitch, you know, talk about it and come to the understanding that, you know, your boy is at risk. And I'm not saying I'm a better parent. If you feel you better for him to live with, I'm going to go with that. But you can't make it to where I got to jump through hoops to see him or do this or that with him. And if the bitch is really a cool broad, she going to say, all right, I had that situation. Now, the kid wasn't even mine, to tell you the truth. But I was with this broad. And, you know, it was her son, but she thought it was my son at first. And I did too. And then when I took that test and found out it wasn't my son, it could have caused a problem with me and the bitch. But the bitch wasn't my bitch. But she was the bitch I was, you know, fucking around with whenever I was up in that area. So what I'm saying is, when I start telling the bitch, you know, what I thought as far as her stupid shit fucking with this boy, she got mad and shit. And she wanted to, like, cause a problem. And I told her, look, we gonna motherfucking get a DNA test. Because if the boy is mine, you ain't raising him like this. Because she was raising him wild. He was gonna be a criminal. And we go through some changes about that. And then she said, you know what? You right. This before we get to court. She said, you right. What the fuck you mean I'm right? And this little boy's birthday is on my birthday. She said, what? She said, you right. And I tell the bitch what I think, you know, once we get to talking about that. And that bitch did everything she could to make it be like that. And when me and her separated, it took about 3 years before me and this dude this little boy kind of start separating. Because this motherfucker looked up to me as not his dad. He knew I wasn't his dad, but he just looked up to me, and the bitch seen that. And what I'm saying is, your woman might be like that, bro. I told that long story so you could understand. You got to really search where you at with your bra, because you in the bra ain't important. This your boy. And he ain't but six. And whatever the fuck is going on, good or bad, haven't fucked him up yet. You know what I'm saying, Click?
100%, 100%.
So what you think you're gonna do?
I'm gonna keep doing what I need to do. But I have to understand that the court system has the ultimate ability, and she has the ultimate ability as far as the court system leading on her side. But I have to keep doing what I do as far as keep leaning towards getting full. But as far as that, keep contacting her and keep making sure she's good. I mean, not making sure she's good, but
yeah,
sure,
but you're right. Making
him.
Sure she's good, man. I mean, it sounds fucked up to say, man, but you got to make sure she's cool so that your boy can be cool, so that you and your boy's interaction can be cool. We
sound fucked up, but I understand it though. Making sure she's
good. Man. And what I'm saying is, this is what makes it work. You know, if you really understand what you're doing, and you doing it for your son, fuck the bitch, whatever, you know, whatever you got to do. Anything except fucking with her again. You don't want to fuck with her. But I'm saying, if you got to, you know, bite the bullet right now, bite the bullet, man. That bitch is going to bite the bullet too one time. Because that boy, when he grow up, 9, 10, he going to want to do something with you that she don't want him to do. And by him wanting to do it, she's going to have to let him do it. Because as he grow up, he's going to see you doing everything a dad's supposed to do. And he's going to also see that it's a such thing as mom and dad not being together. But the thing that you don't want him to do is think he got to make a choice. She's going to do that. She's going to say things to make him want to choose her. And that's going to put him against her. As long as you're doing all the real dad shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, 100%. Yes, sir. I got you.
That's why I love this shit, Click. 917, what's happening, bro? 843, you still on if you got anything to say. You just let me know. 917, what's up?
What's happening, bud? This is Sean. You get me?
Sean, what's happening, man? I ain't seen you in a while.
Yeah. I've been laying low. Yo, Click, listen here, man. Everything that you do right now is to invest in your boy. You want him to grow up and understand that you there for him. So everything you do, you bite the bullet and you invest in your boy. You find a way to smooth it out without having to go to court because they're not on your side. You more intelligent and you smooth enough to get things to work between you and that woman. Once the court get involved, they're not on your side. What you should do is join our Thursday call for the SWU graduates. And we talk about stuff like this all the time. But Bud is 100% right. 100% right. Am I still on?
Whoever that is, yeah,
okay.
You still on.
Yeah, I need that link. I need that link for the Thursday call. I need that link.
Hey,
okay,
listen, you guys got to, not you guys, but all you guys that's listening, you got to understand SWU is complete. And it hasn't actually, even though it's complete, it all the gears is not together. That group you talking about on Thursdays, that's for people that has graduated, people that live in different parts of the country. And they ain't got no goddamn men to talk to in their wherever they live in that. They just have a bunch of suckers. But this way, you can kick it with a whole bunch of motherfuckers, like-thinking motherfuckers that want to learn shit, that while you kicking it, you guys are all on point, because we all know 1,000 motherfuckers can see something, and if they real motherfuckers, it could be 1,000 ways to handle it. We know that. We ain't trying to box anybody in, but we are trying to make motherfuckers live this life for real. Sharon, I ain't heard from you in a long time, man. You know I love you. I
love
think
you too,
about
brother.
You all the time, man, but something I did not even consider was that you was in that group, man. I didn't. It's been so long. It's been so long that you didn't, you know, elevated yourself. I just thought you was going along your way, man. But that's dope that you still fucking with that shit, man.
Always. You know, we got an everyday life, so we do whatever we do to make a living. But I make sure I show up for the group. Cam is there. You know, it's a couple of brothers, and it's information that we share with each other. You know, just real life men moving forward stuff. You know how that go.
Well, listen, man. I know they're gonna be mad at me for saying this, but I clicked in one day. And some motherfucker had this bitch doing a striptease. Some motherfucker had this bitch saying how she won't this motherfucker's dicky filler and shit. I said, did you motherfucker? but I ain't mad at y'all, man. You know, but I'm come back. I'm coming back, goddamn it.
Yo,
I posted in there, you freaking motherfucker.
What is this, a porno?
You hit me back, my bad. But I think that was you. Did you hit me back?
Yeah, that was me.
That's how we do it. Oh, hold on a second. 631, what's up?
What's happening, bud? This is Irvin Mack on the phone, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you, brother?
Pretty good overall. Pretty good, man. First thing first, I'm going to say, just looking at the growth of your SWUU students and alumni and all of that, the growth is amazing. I can hear it. It's beautiful, man. That's one thing. Second thing is on that young chick that you're talking about, man. That's some crazy stuff you're talking, man.
No, it ain't, bro. No, yeah, I'm with you, bro. I thought you was going to say something else. But that ain't crazy, man. Listen. That's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, if the bitch thought anything, like taking some, she was in my house for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. She could have took some shit. The bitch was a motherfucking bitch that think about coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of her seeing that she got long range shit going on here, she was talking about to come up. And the bitch wanted to come up. And she know I got some paper. So what else is she going to think? She want to hit my paper. And that's how she thought to do it. What I'm saying is, that bitch could have stole all my computers. She could have stole a whole bunch of motherfucking shit that I need. So what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck if that bitch showed herself. Because think about this. What if I would have left this bitch in the house 3 weeks from now and told that bitch, look, I got to go to a meeting. I'm leaving at 9 o'clock. I ain't going to be back to 1 or 2. What if that would have happened?
No, you're
so
money there too, so yeah.
No. What I'm saying is, fuck what happened. You can't focus on what happened because it already happened. You got to focus on how to never let that fucking shit happen again. And the only way to do that is to never relax and think a bitch can stay at your house. At least that's what I think. So what
well,
I'm saying,
I agree.
Yeah, but listen. What I'm saying is, I'm not thinking about that young bitch when I say what I'm saying. I'm thinking about protecting myself. I'm thinking about the value that I place on me. So what I'm saying is, I'm thinking about that bitch. I'm going to say, I ain't never letting that bitch in my motherfucking house again.
Hey, all right, bro.
Yo.
Hey, I would say, goddamn, I wouldn't fuck with a hood bitch. Because you got some other bitches out here that wouldn't do nothing.
Hey, wait. the bitch I had was married to for almost 17 years was a hood rat bitch. What I'm saying is that's what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You don't look at the bitch. You look at shit. If the bitch from the hood and the bitch have these principles about her that won't let her do this or that, and you notice it and you like it, that would eliminate the hood rat shit. Not eliminate it, but it would kind of put a cap on it. And then there's something else about the bitch you like. Man, this bitch. And then she ends up showing you 2, 3, 4 things that you checking out that don't represent hood rat thinking.
Right.
Do that mean she ain't a hood rat?
That's right.
No, man.
Have you ever fucked with a bitch that wasn't from the hood at all and did some shit like that?
Hell fucking yeah. Any white bitch that left me when I was pimping. Them fucking bitches ain't leaving just, you know, and cleaning your house and make sure it's all straight and all that kind of goddamn shit before they leave. When they leave it just like a hood rat bitch. Everything is in disarray. They didn't rush to do whatever the fuck they doing, and if they gonna steal whatever, they just stole it and they gone. What I'm saying is I don't categorize bitches like that. And that's what's wrong with y'all. I categorize bitches as bitches. I don't categorize a bitch as a rich bitch or a broke bitch or a hood rat bitch. Now, if I'm talking about the bitch and one of those things apply, I'm going to say it, but that's not how I think of her. I think of her as a bitch. And my mistake was thinking 8, 9 months, however long I've been fucking with her, was long enough for me to leave her in my house. Had nothing to do with her. It had to do with what I
Well,
you
must. Well, did you think that she had? I guess what you said was. My question is, like, what made you say, all right, I'm gonna leave the bitch in the house now? Like, did she prove something to you or something?
Motherfucker, you just started listening, man, because I told you I've been fucking with that bitch 8 months. And I told you that different things made me see that she ain't really this hood rat bitch. And the thing that really, you know, I think kind of made me leave her in here was about 3, 4 days before I left her in here. I had never went to her house or where she lived because, you know, I know it's the hood. She been telling me to come over. Nah, bitch, I don't want to. Woo-woo. So the other day, whatever day it was, I went over there. And the bitch lived in a really motherfucking fly, not fly, sharp, but nice, neat. You know, you don't see no hood rat up in there. Yeah, some hood rat could have, you know, qualified to move in there, and they did move in there. But it's not a hood rat joint. And what I'm saying is, without me really thinking about it, that shit had to have something to do with me leaving that bitch in my house when I left her. 716, that's Paul again. What's up, man?
What's up? Yeah, I'm listening to y'all talk. And what Unk's saying is he ain't categorizing no bitch. He just listening to the bitch talk so much that he'll let the bitch know she ain't listening to what she's saying. And even if she do, she going to know that he ain't like the rest of them because he actually listening to what the fuck she's saying. So if he with the bitch for 10, 20 years, however, and she switch up, that ain't what she said. And he know that. Just like he be talking to us. If we come with some shit, because he actually listening to what the fuck we be saying, and we may not be knowing it, but whatever it is, we be asking the question thinking we saying some shit, and he'll let you know just like that. Because he looking and he listening at her. I don't give a fuck where she come from, what her age is, what she talking about. I'm listening to your ass.
Hey, hold up. What he just said is so very fucking true. I told you motherfuckers, part of catching a bitch is being able to listen and understand what the fuck you hearing. And Paul, now this is something else. Me and this motherfucker really bumped heads. This nigga know every goddamn thing. This nigga sharp as fuck as far as, well, motherfucker, what the fuck you getting my shit for? What man, we talking like that. Nigga, this shit you said, I don't believe, man. And I forget what I said to convince him to just try it. But once this nigga calmed down and start trying the shit the way the shit is designed to be done, this motherfucker actually became a monster. A real fucking live monster. And the way
hey,
I know it, yo.
Hey, you had a video up, I don't know if it was the last one, the whole like hour and 30 minute one you did, but one of the videos you was talking about is the difference between listening and hearing. And in this situation, you saying that you listening to the bitch to figure out what kind of caliber the bitch is or what kind of bitch is, but just knowing the fact that she a hood rat and seeing how she live, to me that's also hearing. So I can make
no man
damn...
no stop stop.
Uh-oh.
There's a difference.
Go ahead.
There's no same thing listening and hearing. It's a total difference. Listening means you're being respectful and you're being quiet so that you can hear what's being said. And if that person that's talking asks you, did you hear what I said? You'll say, yeah, I heard what you said. And then you'll be able to repeat what they said and let them know you heard what they said. And that's that. Hearing is when you do the exact same thing, but when you say, I heard you say this, but in reality, I think this, that, and the other, and I really believe, and you start using what this person has said to reinforce what you're saying, which will make this goddamn person hear you and accept what you're saying. Why? Because he know you're using shit that he fucking says is true. So if the shit he says is true is what you use to make what you're saying, how can I deny it? Hey, you guys, that was deep. That was
you.
Motherfuckers don't think like that. But when you have confidence and you really believe what your confidence is telling you to believe, you can make that decision like that in a fraction of a second. Because bottom line, it does not matter what you hear. It does not matter what you have read. It only matters what you can do in real life, in real time. You ain't going to have time to go read no goddamn book. You ain't going to have time to freshen up because you can call me and ask me something.
That's right.
This shit happens right now. And that's what everybody that's on here, and I love all you motherfuckers that's on here. Paul, Sean, you know, even the motherfuckers that didn't even fuck with my shit. I love you motherfuckers because you motherfuckers talking about some real shit. 267, what's up, man? Let me get you. Got you. What's up?
Hey, what's up? This is Cam.
Come on, man.
Can you hear
Let's
me?
Go, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, before SWU, I didn't think that listening was really a skill. But after the fact, and after going through all the trials, tribulations, all that good stuff, you just see how valuable it is. Because being able to interpret what's going on is something that you can get better at. And it's something now, like I practice, I'm basically saying every single day, everywhere I go, I'm listening, I'm hearing stuff. And I'm interpreting it. And it's getting faster and better.
It's always
so,
going to be some
the brother
too.
Just called, I would say, if you can, join SWU. Because it's a game changer.
Hey, fellas. You guys hear all these guys coming on here telling you real life experiences. What I'm saying is, you hear me talking, man. Every motherfucker that fuck with me supposed to get this shit. But every motherfucker that fuck with me don't call in. What you don't hear is motherfuckers calling in talking about, but I got your shit, man. It didn't do shit for me. You, whoever calls in, whoever verifies, they talk about some shit that they personally have improved in, meaning that I helped them, which is a very satisfying thing for me. Dudes that graduate, Sean, he graduated before I even had SWUs. Matter of fact, Sean, I got to send you an honorary diploma, you motherfucker. Hit me. Give me your address and shit, man. Before SWU was even going on, I was talking about it, but it wasn't going on. Sean was in my class. Sean had always been a motherfucker stood up for whatever I was doing. I don't care when, how, whatever, this motherfucker stood up. Came through, woo-woo. Everything he said was all about SWU, what he learned, woo-woo-woo. Yeah, great guy, great motherfucking emblem for SWU, if that's the case. But there was no SWU. So what I'm saying is this. You get motherfucking entrepreneurs that are this great guy, give to the world, blah, blah, blah. And they say, we're going to give you an honorary doctorate degree because it's whatever. This motherfucker, Sean, if any motherfucker earned a goddamn honorary degree about being down and dirty, not giving a fuck, shit, it's this motherfucker. And I'm so glad you called in tonight, Sean, because I'm going to honor you, man, with that. Sean, that's my... Hey, I don't even know his fucking name. His name is Brooklyn Sean to me. We've been calling each other, talking, you know, dude, and I don't even know his name. Man, that just goes to show you what this game is about, man. All that technical bullshit you motherfuckers be thinking is important ain't. What's important is you knowing what you're looking for, and when you see what you're looking for, accept it and realize you got it. That's what we all know. Paul, motherfucking, that was Cameron that we just heard. But I'm saying Paul, Cameron, Sean, you know, Click. These motherfuckers graduated.
They sharp as hell, bud.
Hey, wait. Not Sean. But Sean is going to have his... Sean, believe me, send me that shit tonight, and tomorrow I'm mailing your shit off. That's how serious I am about this, man. Hey, you guys, listen to me. I am very serious. When I say the stuff I talk about is not what fucking gurus talk about. See, somebody that got my goddamn phone number. Let's see what they talking about. Then I got to press one. Yo. Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, listen, man. Wait. You're interrupting my show. I'm talking to a whole bunch of motherfuckers that's really getting laced with this shit I'm saying, and you talking about something that, you know, probably was from earlier today. So that's the one. Hey, you guys, that's the one thing about that number. Shit. Hey, man, you got to call back. That's the one thing about that number. Shit. That I ain't gonna like, because it's all hooked up to my goddamn phone, and somebody dial into that Google number, and you know they gonna get me, wake me up, because they don't give a fuck about when they call, they don't give a fuck about what I'm doing or none of that. Well, you know, that's part of what I got to deal with. But like I was saying, all the motherfuckers that's making comments, even the dudes that haven't really graduated, they just went through this or that part. They're saying some shit that they are learning. Man, that's the same thing. They're saying some shit that they're learning. And what they're learning is from what I'm teaching, but the value and the power in it is what they're learning is actually only directed to them. Yo.
Hey, on a side note about that phone number thing, you know you can create like another phone number, like a business line, and then you can just have that, plug that number in, and that'll be the number that people call.
Check in. Listen, all this shit is possible, but what I'm saying on StreamYard, I made it to where you can call in And I thought they made it to where it's going to only be that. But what is really going on is that the number I'm using is a Google number. And any motherfucker that's watched that video at any time going to call that number because it's flashing across.
Oh, yeah.
And when they call it, it's going to do what you just heard. It don't matter if I change the number because that video is already up. So what I'm saying is, this is the thing that you guys don't understand about me. I think of every goddamn thing. And I already thought about this goddamn shit you're saying, which is true. But there's nothing I could really do given the format I'm working with. So I got to just deal with it. That's just the way it is. Until I, like, change that number, you know, make that number whatever. And I may or may not do that. But what I'm saying is this. When you have a direction, when you really know where you want to go, nothing's going to stop you. It's all going to be, it may be something in your way, but it's just something to overcome. Just overcome it. Because your belief in what you're doing is not because nothing's going to get in your way. The reason you believe what you believe is because you have accepted that hella shit is going to get in your way. And you're going to stand up to it. That's all it is to it, man. You got to believe in your shit. You got to believe in your motherfucking self. Sean is a motherfucker that fucked with me. I believed in myself, but my course hadn't really proven to be what it is. But it was that many years. Sean, how many years ago was it?
Eight years?
Yeah, it was 8 years ago.
It had to have been like 8 years.
Wow.
Well, I'm saying 8 years, fellas. Think of this shit. 8 years. Let's say he was 22. He's 30 now.
Wow.
He's fucking using the shit he learned 8 years ago, and he's holding it. Still. Man, this motherfucker's going to end up being 40 years old and being a... This motherfucker goes to eat, man. Because the difference is I learned all this shit on you know, just learning. Right now, teaching it, you not only are giving it to motherfuckers, but you're showing them what to do with it. Now, how they do all that shit is up to them. But when you show them what to do, they at least know to put the car in drive to go forward. Now, about how they steer and turn and whatever, that's on them. But they got the basics, which is what I do. I make sure you get the basics. So, fellas, I'm gone. This was a very good conversation I had with you guys. And I believe that we're going to have nothing but conversations like this in the future. All right, I'm gone.
One.
Hey, can you hear me? Hey, bud.
Yeah,
hey,
what? What?
Hey, this click right here. I'm trying to get
Click, what's up?
I do appreciate Sean. Sean was one of the first people I listened to as far as a graduate on the podcast, who I appreciate him tuning in. And, I appreciate all that. I do. I really do. To be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? I do.
Hey, click.
Or past 2 years.
Click.
But I do appreciate that. But I need that. I need that link.
Can you
I
hear
need
me?
That link for the Thursday calls. I need
click.
That.
Hey, don't worry about it. You know what's gonna happen, Sean? When you hit me, you send me that link and click. I'll send it to you. Or you know, right now, you guys can change email and send it to each other, man. You know, it's up to you guys.
I
was going in, but I'm not. But click, you and Sean exchange information. I got to go do something right quick, and when I get back, I'll close
I appreciate
out.
All this, bud. Hey, hold on, bud, you establish your Cash App on the Rosebud and Hollywood Shante show, can you establish your Cash App on here too? Because it's easier for me to establish your Cash App so I can hit you up instead of PayPal.
Hey, we'll do, bro. I will handle it. But just so you know, I got to change all that shit up because
Cash App
is the way that you get it. Hey, fuck all y'all, man. Don't be laughing at me. Hey, but this is one thing. Hey, listen, this is one thing you guys can appreciate about me. I ain't gonna fake on you, man. I could have not told you that shit, or I could have told you some kind of version of that shit that made me look, you know, whatever. But I'm real, man. That motherfucker did that shit.
but you know that.
How did you approach
the bitch on what she did?
No, I
haven't seen her since then, man. That bitch ain't gonna come in my presence.
You ain't calling?
Hey, I did text her and say I started to call on your motherfucking ass. But you know a nigga 68 fucking with a 25-year-old bitch. I know, and she a hood rat. I know this motherfucker thought she could get something. And if that's what you thought you could get, no harm, no foul, because you didn't get shit. Hey, I've been busting that bitch out, turning her upside down. So what? Whatever the fuck that bitch would have got, I could have chalked it up. But the bitch didn't get shit. But fuck.
You still got paid, right?
Hey, don't get me wrong. I done gave that bitch several hundred dollars, but not the fucker. Bitch, the bitch came over here to give me pussy, then the bitch wanted something, and I say, look, bitch, I'll tell you what, here, take whatever it is you talking about you want. Get your motherfucking ass out of here and holler at me at another time, because I ain't finna buy your goddamn pussy. But don't think when you come over here the next time I'm not hitting that goddamn pussy.
Brooklyn Shine, somebody talking to you. If you see me, I don't have Facebook anymore since I graduated. If you see me hit you up and another number, that's me. And invite me to that group. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Who that's
right,
Click?
Sure
Who that's Click?
I'm going to hit.
Yeah, this click.
That's Jason Click, man. So Sean, we hit you up. That's who you fucking with.
All right, for sure. I'm gonna hit your email, bud.
All right, make sure you do, man. All you guys, be cool. This was a very good show.
Very good show. Yeah.
All right. Peace.